Hawkfire at on Twitter, the Twitter hand.
To take what's left to make it right. So I'm not holding back tonight. I'm not holding back tonight.
Okay, I have to apologize. I don't know why it is doing this. It is like, I've never had this issue in the time, from the time I have started broadcasting. It has never been derping like this before. I wonder if someone else is like watching Netflix on our internet or something. This is like, this should not be happening. We have like the highest paid internet. I am hardwired to the router right now, directly to the modem, in fact. So yeah, thanks again for pointing that out. I have nothing else running on my computer either. I don't know why anything's going on. Here is okay, good. We're good now. Excellent. All right, awesome. Here is, it was bound to happen too. Magic is Timeless by Silverhound.
over yet.
Special shout out goes to Hawkfire at sp_220_Hawkfire on Twitter for the recommendation of that song, which is, as you know, you might have discovered, is called Magic is Timeless, and the show being called Music is Timeless, it was bound to happen eventually. Next up, I have a request from KC223, helping Twilight win the crown, Aftermath Remix.
Hey, hey, everybody, we've got something to say. We may seem as different as the night is from day, but you look a little deeper, and you will see that I'm just like you, and you're just like me.
Yeah, we thought we were different as the night is from the day, until twilight sparkle helped to see another way.
Next, I also have another newish one. I think it was released yesterday by Fuzogs. Make This Castle House. Fuzogs remix.
It's not the thing.
Up next, I have a request from Wintergreen Skunk. Here's This Day Aria, Art Attack Remix. How about we go back to the classics a little bit? Here is... Well, okay, let me just first introduce this. I'm going to cut out for just a minute here. The reason, one of the reasons I like this show is because the whole Music is Timeless concept is I get to go back a little bit and play songs from like the beginning days of the fandom, songs that may not be played as often anymore, or, you know, and then play some artists that don't get played too often. Just kind of do for listeners what Ponyville Life has done for me. Introduce people to and ponies to new music and new songs. Whether it's really old songs that are new to them or actually new songs, which I've played quite a few of tonight. Here is one of the classics, Pinky's Brew by Sure Clap Pons.
Hardly room for seconds when the seconds melt away. Watch out!
I'm working on becoming a mixed DJ, and I'd like to be a mixed DJ on the station. And yeah, I really am. There's some really great DJs on this station, Ponyville FM, who are really helping me out, and it's just like really cool the support I feel here. And hopefully, I'll be ready by next May for Everfree Northwest, because oh, guess what? I'm going to Everfree Northwest. That is right. I will be at Everfree Northwest next year, and I cannot wait. After after moving from California to Portland, from Rockland, California to Portland, Oregon, Everfree Northwest is now my local pony convention, and I have had the honor of being picked to be vice director of PR, which is like really cool because I've never done this before, and so I've had experience, but to be launched into this, it's just, that's a really neat experience. So yeah, hopefully I'll see you guys there. It'll be really fun. Actually, I was digging through the archive that I have here, one of them, and I found this album, and I just happened to come across the artist listed as Everfree Northwest, and I'm like, what? It turns out there was, in 2013, a charity album put out by Everfree Northwest to raise funds for the convention called Road to Everfree. And all these artists pitched in and made these original songs, or at least remixes of songs, for this album. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. So tonight I'd like to play one of these for you guys. I'm going to be running about, seems like about 5, 6, maybe 7 minutes over 10 o'clock tonight. But I've got like 2 songs left, so this is one of them I want to play because I think it's worth playing. Here's Griffin Village Autumn, that Son of a Mitch remix from the Everfree Northwest album, featuring Mike the Microphone.
How much you mean to me, feelings I never felt before.
Charming heat through the autumn leaf, and keep close to stay warm. Soon you'll see how much you mean to me, feelings I never felt before.
Charming heat through the autumn leaf,
and keep close to stay warm.
Soon you'll see how much you mean.
You're missing. It's the treachery till the unknown gets the best of me. When I try to find a way past the end, I'll fly so high and get there, which is meant for me. See everything glistening, gleaming. Inside is something unseen, beyond all of the fear you're feeling. Something else is creeping, but don't fret. When you're by my side, we hold the key. Believe in me, just think how happy we'll be. All the things we'll see, living never free. To see this mystery's ending, then when we wake up and see the light, we'll know where we are, my friend. Though this home of bosses frightens you, entices you to take off running fast, despite the proof that this home with me is right for you. No magic core or timber wolf will ever strike you. So long as I am by you, I'll be your armor and guide you. So walk with me through these leaves and always stay by my side as we live forever free together for the rest of our lives.
Close.
Oh my gosh, that was so tempting to mix. But I have never heard the next song before, so I can't say whether or not it's a good one to mix. Here is another request, this one by KC223, I believe. Yes, it is. KC223, thank you for the request. Here's Hoof to Chest by Dongo Kumquat. Oh, that is fun to say.
When I was young, we had concrete jungles under the sun, zombie ADD and deranged, and come to think of it, nothing's changed. How could I be so simple and ignorant, little kid? I told him that I'd rather die. One look at the TV and I was instantly mesmerized. I said you look good when the hips are fast, but I bet you look better with a hump in your chest.
I gotta give a huge thank you to KC223 for introducing me to that song, because that is now a new one of my favorites. That was awesome. I never heard of that before. That was really, really great. Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, fillies and gentlecults, welcome to the bonus round of Music is Timeless. It is after 10 o'clock, but thank goodness, this is why I'm glad no one's on after me for like another 12 hours, because I can go a little bit late. And these songs, the reason I call it the bonus round is these songs, most likely they will be played at a future time because they didn't quite get the recognition during my actual show hour. So yeah, you might hear these songs again later. I heard Kumquat and I couldn't help but think of this song, which I really like. Here is The Ballad of Applejack's Last Roundup, or as I like to call it, Applejack's Last Roundup in like under 3 minutes.
1, 2, Kumquat.
Derpy wrecked the roof with her clumsy little hooves, so they had to get some bits to fix it up.
Careful, Derpy!
Rainbow tried her best, but Derpy is the best at derping up and making a big mess. AJ said she'd win the prize, they stomped the ground and watched her smile when she said she'd give it all away. So she took the train to Canterlot, thought she'd go and win a lot for all her friends back there in Ponyville. Well, the week went by and they all cried when AJ scribed and said goodbye, saying she wasn't coming back. They didn't know why, but they couldn't stand by, so they ran out the door in a Pegasus fly to search the town for Applejack. Poor little AJ lost her pride, it made her hide, it made her cry, she couldn't show her face in town again. She ran away cause she lost the game, she got a job for the pay, plucking cherry trees for some bits. Cherry Jubilee was just as nice as she could be, but Applejack was hiding facts and dodging questions. So Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie tried to get her to confess and put her to the test with Cherry Chimichangas. Kumquat Pickle Barrel made her crack, and she couldn't really take much more of that, so she said she'd tell them all what happened. Well, she broke a pinky promise, so Pinky raged, so they stole a card and began to chase, cause friendship is persistent. Tears were shed and much was said, and AJ told the truth about the reason she left and said, I'm sorry. But it doesn't matter, you didn't win, it's who you are beneath your skin. It wouldn't be the same here without you, cause we all love you here in Ponyville Equestria. We all love you here in Ponyville Equestria.
Well, I think that's just about going to do it for my show. Everyone, thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. I actually had a lot of fun and just had a few technical derps, just a few hiccups here and there, which have never happened before and hopefully will never happen again. It was just the one time. So I'm wondering if someone was doing something really like taxing on our internet for just that short amount of time, because it hasn't happened since, and fingers crossed it won't happen again, knock on wood. Anyways, yeah, that brings you to the end of the show for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm at SherlockBoy123. You can keep up to date on Ponyville FM, and hopefully I'll see you at Everfree Northwest next year. That'll be really cool.